Quinnipiac poll shows Pete Buttigieg surging to second place nationally. By Hannah Blow on November 26, 2019. Mayor Pete Buttigieg's D surge is transcending early primary states and beginning to reflect nationally. A post-debate Quinnipiac University national poll released on Tuesday revealed. The South Bend mayor has experienced a notable surge in early primary and caucus states in recent days. In Iowa and New Hampshire, particularly. Quinnipiac's national poll, released Tuesday, indicated that the surge is transcending early voting states. The survey, taken November 21 to 25, 2019, among 1,355 self-identified registered voters nationwide, showed Joe Biden, D, leading the field with 24% support in a top-tier influx, with Buttigieg overtaking both Senators Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Elizabeth Warren, DMA, for second place with 16% support. Warren fell 2 points behind with 14%, followed by Sanders with 13% support. The rest of the field is separated by a steep drop-off. Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, and Michael Bloomberg, D, follow 10 points behind Sanders with 3% support each. The remaining candidates garnered 2% support or less. The margin of error is +4.9 percentage points, putting Buttigieg, Warren, and Sanders in a three-way race dead heat for second place. Biden is back on top of the pack, but now there is a three-way race for second, Quinnipiac University polling analyst Tim Malloy said. Buttigieg has broken into the top tier, apparently at the expense of Warren, who has taken a dive after being hammered for being too far left on healthcare and other issues, he added. According to the survey, 35% of voters say a candidate's ability to win in a general election matchup is the most important factor a potential nominee can possess. On that front, Biden leads, with 46% of Democrat and Democrat-leaning independent voters viewing him as the best bet to defeat President Trump. The survey also found that Medicare for All, a proposal touted by both Sanders and Warren, is growing increasingly unpopular among all American voters, which could explain Buttigieg's ability to catch up to them in the polls. According to Quinnipiac, 36% say it is a good idea and 52% say it is a bad idea.